A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
Hello and welcome to Bean Tunes Radio. This is your DJ Jill Yum and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Sunday, everyone. I am so excited to be back. It is a beautiful Medford Somerville day. I am just excited to be alive. even though I sort of feel like death, which is really great, because I usually come into the studio on Sundays feeling super tired from the week. And I am feeling exactly like that today, but super energized by this awesome playlist that is about to play for the remainder of the hour. The theme of the show today is the best concerts I've been to. I cannot cover all of the concerts I've been to in 1 hour of radio time, but I thought it would be a fun idea to play some songs that I've loved seeing live. And yeah, that first one was from Death Cab for Cutie, Soul Meets Body. That was my first concert. Actually, by technicality, my first concert was The Wiggles. But my parents like to say that it was Death Cab for Cutie because they intended to make me the most intolerable person alive as a child. And here I am now with my radio show. So I wanted to play that one because, you know, obviously first concert, first song of the hour, also just a great song. I haven't listened to that song in quite a minute, though. Like, I think Plans came out in 2005. Wow, we're struggling this afternoon with speech. I think it's probably the lack of sleep. But still such a good song, timeless, if you will. All right, we're going to head into the rest of the hour. This next one is from Andy Schoaf. I covered a show for Melisma Magazine last Sunday. I saw Andy Schoaf in concert. The opener was also really awesome. Forget her name. Singer-songwriter vibe, like wearing a organza sort of dress situation and a leather jacket. It was very Brooklyn. She's literally from Brooklyn, so she dresses the part. Anyway. This one's from Andy Schoaf. It's called Quite Like You. It's a really good one. I have been loving Andy Schoaf ever since seeing him in show. It was at a sort of terrible venue, but still worth going to. Still fun to photograph and write a review for the show. So this one was my favorite from the show. It just like had this amazing little piano bit that they actually don't have in the recorded version. But if you can imagine just like the most delectable little piano sound during this song, try your best because it was awesome. So this is Quite Like You by Andy Schoaf.
you don't know what you're seeing. It seems to me that all he ever does is bring you down. I'm spilling my drink, is it really stored? Tearing one of my best friends apart. She's getting uneasy and my drunken speech ends as my hand finds its way to hers. And I say, you know, I've never really met someone like you. You know, I've never really met someone like you.
you wanna be loved? Is that the way that you wanna be loved? Is that the way that you wanna be loved? I can picture you staring out the window, not caring. The nights go by, oh, the nights go by. Is that the way that you are? Wear your hair down alone, tie it up when he's there, and tell me that nothing's wrong.
Through the fire, through the flame.
Hello guys, I'm back. That was Yahei by Vampire Weekend. I saw Vampire Weekend in fall of 2019. They came to Philly, played at the Mann Center, which is one of my favorite concert venues of all time. Just was like an incredible show. I also happened to be front row. And that song was the last song that they played, finish off the night. Just like one of my favorite experiences of all of life. And also something that I have to mention is that Yahei reminds me of both Cross Country, because that was a song that I used to play before my races, and then also in the car with my two besties, Margo and Katie. Yeah, just only good memories with Vampire Weekend. And it also is like a perfect spring day, and this album and the rest of Vampire Weekend is just perfect spring music. Not much more to say about that, really. I like to describe things and then just not really explain them. So anyway, this next one is from Perfume Genius, who I saw in concert this week on Tuesday. Awesome show at the Royale, another one of my favorite venues of all time. Honestly, people don't really love the Royale, but they're super nice to me. And since I've started photographing shows, the Royale consistently has the best lighting. Every time I go there, I get great photos. I unfortunately was not shooting for Perfume Genius, but like the set was so awesome. There was like this weird snaky stuff in the back. There was awesome lighting. Just like everything was perfect about this show, aesthetically speaking. And the like music is great. I'm honestly like not the biggest Perfume Genius fan, but was like amazed by the performance. And this one, On the Floor, is a very popular song from the artist, but just like for some reason seeing it live and then also sitting in my bed after the show was over and watching the music video for the song on repeat, I've now become like the biggest supporter of this song. Just a great song, a great album in general. And also like just Perfume Genius has like such a great just persona. Love him. If you ever have the chance to watch him Perfume Genius reviewing different perfumes, you should. It's probably the most wholesome thing ever. He's just like has such a gentle manner. I can't describe it as anything else. He's just very gentle. Before that Vampire Weekend song, I played one from Tops. Did have to shout out Tops because that was the first concert I ever covered as a concert photographer and reviewer. Honestly, the show was like not spectacular at all. It was just really cute, and I had such a great time photographing the show. It was at Brayton Music Hall, which is also just like sort of an adorable venue. Super small, intimate, and the artists feel like so close to you because they're literally standing less than like 2 feet away from you. So awesome, intimate. There was no press pit. I was just like in the front because when I got there was no one there. They like definitely did not make money that night, but they're an awesome band, and if you ever have the chance to see Tops live, they are super fun. Way to Be Loved is awesome live. Just like was another unforgettable concert moment for me. I have to keep this going because we're gonna have the show be like 3 hours if I keep talking. So this next one is from Perfume Genius. It's called On the Floor. Yeah, just get ready to dance. I've been like singing in the studio by myself, and my worst fear is that the mic will be on one time when I'm singing. And I've said this out loud before, but I just need to articulate, if anyone out there is listening and I start, like, you can hear me singing in the background, you have to call me, please. That's not acceptable. We cannot have that on air or in recorded form. So this one is On the Floor by Perfume Genius. I hope you do a little dancing. I don't know, some walking, fast-paced walking to this song. Here we go. Child.
close mat. The dreaming, bringing his face to mine.
Lock the door.
The constant buzzing all through the night. The fighting rips me all up inside.
over by the worms. Wet fishing. Wet fishing. Wet
back. That was one from Radiohead. Weird Fishes Arpeggi. I saw Radiohead when I was way too young to see Radiohead. I think I enjoyed the show. I don't think I was really old enough to understand what was going on, and I was definitely the youngest person in the pit. It was like mostly people my dad's age, which makes sense, and my piano teacher was there too. I bumped into my piano teacher at the Radiohead show. She actually was super awesome, and I played some Radiohead songs for her. Great memories. The one I played before that was one from Bad Bad Not Good, Speaking Gently. I just had the pleasure of seeing Bad Bad Not Good live a couple weeks ago. It was great. It really does feel like they're doing their thing on stage. They sort of don't really interact with the audience all too much. They sort of are just hanging out on stage, which was sort of awesome. My friends were divided on how good we thought the show was. I personally loved it. I'm realizing there's a lot of like buzzing noise. I think that's just the studio today, so you're gonna have to deal with like sort of box fan noise today. Sorry about that. So we're approaching the end of the show, which means I have to read a PSA. This one is called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thanks so much for listening to that. Make sure you cover up your cameras. I didn't, you know, you really underestimate the threat of spies trying to get access to your computer camera so they can watch me take my Zoom classes. I don't really know what they're going to see. Anyway, I'm going to finish off the show today with hopefully three from LCD Sound System. I saw LCD Sound System this week on Wednesday at Roadrunner. It was incredible. I know I only ever have positive things to say on this show, but I kid you not, this was one of the best experiences of my life. The sound was incredible. This is a very new venue. It was sort of a perfect size for the crowd that was there. The crowd was so funny too, because I think it was sort of similar to Radiohead crowd, but somehow, a little less, lateral movement, more just like horizontal movement. I think Radiohead crowds tend to do some like emulate Thom Yorke dancing. LCD Sound System dads sort of just like jump up and down. So I hope you do the same while you're listening to these songs. This next one is called Someone Great. It's from the album Sound of Silver. Life was changed when this one played out loud. Live. Yeah, no, James Murphy was quite literally 5 feet away from me the whole night. He was right in front of me. And something that I didn't know about James Murphy is that he plays all sorts of instruments, including cowbells, which I guess is not really that hard, but it was pretty impressive to me because I always need more cowbell, if you know what I'm saying. Here we go. This is Someone Great. Yeah. I'm back again. I know I said I was going to play 3 LCD Sound System songs, but I lied. And I'm allowed to do that because this is my radio show. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that one, Someone Great. Again, just, I can't even express in words how great this show was. And it's funny because I went to the show in Boston and my dad went to the show in Philly. And we were comparing our concert videos, specifically to the last song they play. They play All My Friends at the end of every show so far. In Boston, I was in sort of like the pit area. And my video is sort of this like terrible video where you can't really see anything because I'm being bumped around by dads. Dads jumping up and down. I'm telling you. Vertical movements only at the LCD Sound System show. My dad's video, however, is this very carefully taken, nice, like, horizontally shot video that captures the whole venue. And you can actually, like, see what's going on, you can hear the music. It's great. It's also funny to imagine him just sort of standing there while the concert was going on and while everyone was dancing. So unfortunately I don't have time to play multiple LCD Sound System songs for the end of the show because their songs are really long. And the one thing about this concert was that my legs were crying. We had been waiting for around 2 hours for the show to start. The show started at 9:30 and we got there at 7:30. So my legs were already dying by the time the first song started playing. And then by the end of the show, where you're like bouncing up and down for 7-minute songs that are extended for the live versions, your legs will be killing you. And I think that's part of the James Murphy experience. The other really important detail about this concert was that it was in this sort of remote location that felt like sort of like Sim City. There's this city outside of DC, or not city, it's sort of just like a fake place outside of DC where a bunch of conferences take place. I think it's literally a little town built for conferences. I think CPAC might be there. But anyway, this area of Boston where Roadrunner is feels sort of like this fake city outside of DC. Because it really just, like, there's nothing there. It's really just, like, glass and metal and Roadrunner. Roadrunner is also just, like, concrete. It sort of reminds me of the bowling alley that was near my house called North Bowl. The concrete is just, like, very brown, and everything else is black. So it's very, like, masculine energy. Not to make everything about girls and boys, because I would never do that. Anyway, this last one, I've been deliberating between playing these two songs ever since I started talking a couple minutes ago, and I realized I think I'm going to play I Can Change off the album This Is Happening. I was considering playing Home because Home was originally my favorite LCD Sound System song. There's something about that song that's just like so perfect for me because if you're a fan of the show, you'd know that I love songs that have little sounds in them. Bronwyn, my friend, describes it best. It's sort of like there's this part in my brain that responds really well to little things. I also like mini things. So little sounds and mini things are, they just like tap this part in my brain that really responds well to those things. But unfortunately, I don't have time to play Home. So you're just gonna have to listen to it on your own. I would also just recommend listening to all of LCD Sound System's discography while you're at it. It really does. It's funny because the music is clearly not written for me. I feel the same way about Radiohead. But it's funny to sort of steal those emotions from Tom York and James Murphy. Like, clearly we don't live the same life. I probably won't ever live like Tom York or James Murphy. But I can pretend I, you know, sort of relate to their music. And I think there's something beautiful about that, just like this beautiful day we're having on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday at 3 p.m. Unfortunately, we're heading towards the last couple minutes of the show, so I'm going to have to wrap it up. But I hope you'll join me again next week for another episode of Bean Tunes. Hopefully I will be less delirious and more on my talking game. I apologize for all the antics this past hour. But of course, I always love coming into the studio, getting to play my stuff, and telling you my stories. This has been so fun to talk about concerts because I love going to concerts. It really does keep me going during the year to have something to look forward to. So I'm super excited for the next concert that I'm going to too, which is a Disclosure show later in May. My friends will be coming up to visit. So that's super exciting. Anyway, we're wrapping it up. This is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This last one is I Can Change by LCD Sound System.